Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, we had a lot of football talk, a little coaching talk, a little Westworld talk, a little bit of everything. A little Astros talk thrown in there, Rockets. Pretty busy first hour. John, thank you to whoever got me that ibuprofen.
It's still feeling better.
It hasn't really helped, but at least I can make it through the show.
That was Laura.
Okay, thank you, Laura. She's good people. I never talked about this, but I found your tweets this morning fairly entertaining.
My kid's spelling bee tweets?
Yes, your kid's spelling bee tweets.
You enjoyed that, huh?
Yes. So, live tweeting your son's spelling bee. That if you haven't had a chance, just go back and check AJ's timeline because it's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, it was a good run we had this morning. A good run. They basically, it's like the third, fourth, and fifth graders at the school are the only ones allowed to compete in this contest, and you have to win your class spelling bee to participate in the school spelling bee. And my kid, who's a fourth grader, won his class spelling bee. He did the same last year, won his class spelling bee and played in the big one. I think he got like 10th or 12th place last year. He went out on the word torrent last year, which he'd never even heard the word, so he struggled with it. This year, there's 20 kids that made it, and he made it. He got third place, and it was down when there was five left. There was an Indian kid and a girl.
Oh, well, yeah.
And
that's going to be one and two right
those,
there.
That was, I would have said those were the favorites.
Yeah,
that would
have been my exact box.
Well, they went out fifth and fourth.
Oh, wow.
And I said, oh, man, there's a real possibility here. And my kid was, while all the other kids were very calm, they or not calm, nervous, they would go up to the microphone, they'd ask to hear the word four times. They'd ask for a definition. They'd ask for if there's any alternate pronunciations. And my kid was just going up and hammering out the words. They said equestrian. And she started to say the definition, but he was already spelling the word. And
that's a good one.
Yeah. So he hit it. He didn't wait for her to say that was correct. He just started walking back. He knew.
Drop the mic, walk off.
Yeah, he was very confident. And I thought maybe a little too confident. And then when there were three left, he got hit with the word warbler. Warbler.
Yeah, the bird.
Yeah, and he'd never heard this word before. And you could, everything about him changed. All that.
all the confidence.
All the swagger. I mean, he was like, he looked like Odell Beckham for the first 8 or 9 rounds of this thing. And all of a sudden it was very, all right. he's like, can you use that word in a sentence? Can I get a definition? And he went with the W-O-R-B-L-E-R, and he was eliminated in third place. And then, like, the next two kids, I mean, they were, the next two words were steamroller and workhorse. And my kid was like, what the hell? I mean, what are these words? I get warbler, they get steamrolled. I mean, come on. But it was good. He did good. The two kids that won first and second were third graders.
Wow.
So my kid, he got like some sort of medal for outlasting everyone in his grade. So he was happy. He was pleased with his performance.
That's good. My one experience with that was with my son when he was that age. And really smart kid. He just destroyed everybody in his class, and he was just an avid reader. And so I go to see him, and his very first word is Adobe, and he misses it. I'm like, what the hell?
Boy.
And he goes, you made me nervous, Dad.
Really?
I'm like, really? I was coming to show support.
Mine was like, when he'd spell one right, I'd look over at him, and I, like, sometimes we, like, when he'll get a hit in baseball, he always looks over for me when he gets a hit, when he gets on base, and he'll do like a King Kong chest beat thing. And so he would walk back to his chair, he'd look over at me, and he'd do his King Kong. I'd do King Kong back at him. And, but he was happy. He, like, when we were taking him to school this morning, I went to drop him off at school, and he was, confidence did not seem high for him. He's like, I don't know, I just don't know many of these words. I don't know how good I'm going to do. But then you could see as the show went on, he was like, oh yeah, it's happening. And when they
start getting some confidence rolling,
let me tell you, when the Indian kid went out, I perked up in my seat. I told my wife, I said, hey, this might happen. This might be the real deal right here. And then, of course, he was
you guys
next,
might be on ESPN.
He was the next one to go. But it was a good run. It was a good run. Maybe so, yeah. But let's be honest here. That's the real world.
Yeah, we've seen who makes the finals on ESPN.
Will say their librarian who was running this show has like a weird accent. I don't think she's from America, or at least not from Texas. So
no, same difference.
A girl got eliminated in the second round. For how would you say the word POEM?
Poem.
Poem. Yeah. It's two syllables, right?
What'd you say? Poem?
Poem. And the lady kept saying poem, like it rhymes with home. And this little girl was like, and by the way, the girl is my youngest kid. It's her, or it's his teacher's daughter.
Okay.
So, like, we've seen this girl before. And she's like, poem. Can you use it in a sentence? And then she would say something like, my favorite poem is whatever. And the girl guesses P-U-L-M, which, by the way, and
sounds like
this is what I told my wife. I said, listen, the girl asked for a definition. She should have figured it out from that, what she was saying. And even if she didn't figure it out, P-U-L-M isn't even a word. You can't just say palm and okay, that's what we were looking for. No, that's, you can't make up words. But my wife was saying that she wanted to protest for this little girl because her parents weren't there. She was going to protest for her. I said, you can't protest for someone, because they tell you before, if you want to protest, if you feel like your child's been unfairly eliminated, you can do it after the round. And I was like, we're not protesting for somebody else's kid. That's lunacy. But there was some weird stuff like that. And one girl, like, she kept starting the word over in the middle of the word, and they said, no, you're out. And everybody at this age apparently starts crying, except my kid, who was more than happy to get third place. Yeah. He was all right with it. But everybody cries, so this girl starts crying, and then they're like, they discuss it at the judge's table. They're like, actually, we're going to let you go through. And of course, me, I'm like, what the hell? That's garbage. Get this girl out of here. She just lost. So, I don't know. It's a shady business, this spelling bee.
Well,
at the highest levels, it's shady dealings, Fred. It's shady dealings.
I just imagine if you get on TV with that, what it's like. You got to have, I have to admit, though, you got to have somebody who speaks reasonable English.
Poem.
Poem.
Who says poem?
Poem.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's.
I felt bad for the girl, but, you know, and she was crying, like, a lot. And then they took
two syllables, guys.
Like,
two
there's
syllables.
A couple of kids, like the kid that went out in like fifth or sixth place, seventh place. One of these kids, like, he was so salty at the end. Like, he stood away from everybody in the photo where they took a group photo at the end. He was like on the end with his arms crossed. So, I mean, just they get in their feelings over these things,
obviously. All right, 713-780 ESPN. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Guess what Brock Osweiler has to say about Sunday's game?
They're going
to
explode.
Are you ready? Are you ready to be inspired?
You ready for the explosion of offense?
Can I give you some?
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. The Texans offense explodes.
Hey, this is what a leader says. You ready?
I'm ready.
He's going to get you pumped up with this.
All right.
This game Sunday afternoon in Indianapolis, this is the biggest game of our season.
Damn.
I'm viewing our season right now as a one-game season.
This is the playoff.
And it's a one game that we must win.
Well,
I think our entire football team understands that. There's great urgency in this building right now, and it reflected at today's practice. No doubt about it, we understand as a team how important Sunday is, and you can expect our best effort come Sunday.
Okay.
He also acknowledged
yes. So we're going to get their best effort then.
That's what he says.
Then we're good.
Says, I always believe that I can play better. I'm striving for perfection every single week.
I'm missing, but I'm striving.
And there's nobody that's ever going to judge themselves harder than my own self. Well, I don't know. I think we're going to judge you pretty hard, too. But no. He said, you can expect their best effort. This is a one-game season.
All right. You feel confident?
In the Colts, yeah.
Same here, but... Well, I know.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I don't know.
I got a bad feeling it's going to be ugly.
I do, too.
I just think that, especially with all the injuries that they have on defense now, they're not going to be able to hold the Colts down. And I just don't see the Texans being able to score.
Yep.
Unless they magically transform into something they haven't been all year and somehow score 28 points, then I just don't see much hope here.
Nope.
Because I guess if you could get an early turnover or something, which occasionally luck will do, and get a lead and then run the ball a lot and keep them off the field, maybe.
We just haven't seen anything that would inspire confidence. I mean, what have you seen that makes you think that, you know, suddenly, and granted, they are playing the Colts, who are pretty crappy on defense still, but the Jets couldn't do anything. And the Jets aren't way worse on off. The Jets on offense are basically the same thing as the Texans. They're a solid running back, a wide receiver who can't get the ball because his quarterback sucks, and then that said crappy quarterback. I mean, they're basically the same thing. And the Colts hammered them. I mean, and the Texans' defense, especially on the back end, it's been getting rougher and rougher. Injuries are piling up. The last thing you want to see is T.Y. Hilton running around. I don't know. I don't know how you could feel good about this game.
Yeah, it'll be a little different than the Jets game simply because the Jets quit. They weren't even trying out there. And
when's the last time you thought the Texans were really trying?
I thought they were trying last week. They were actually trying. They just weren't good enough. I don't think effort's a problem. I think coaching's a problem, and I think the fact that they can't score any points is a problem, but... I didn't see when the Packers took advantage of him, it was, okay, Charles James slipped or a guy slipped. It wasn't plays where they were running three vertical routes and the Jets weren't covering two of them.
Yeah.
And it wasn't stuff like that. That's a team that's quit. And so I don't anticipate anything like that, but I just don't think they're good enough right now. I think the effort's there. It's just no ability.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys, if you're driving around.
You want an effort?
I'll tell you who will put in.
Who puts in that work.
Yeah.
And you know what they do? They win. These guys are winners.
That's right. And I'd like to say they'd give you 120%, but they're going to give you something. That's what slashmypayments.com does.
They're going
to
save you.
Yeah. You're going to reduce your car payment. If you get it down $100 a month, they got one down to $65, and they dropped one by 3%. And they can do this because here's what happens. When you go to buy your car and you're all excited and the dealer tells you, oh, we're gonna give you this great deal. We're going to give you this much off the sticker price. Guess what? They can do that because they're marking your rate up by 2 or 3 points over what you really qualify for. And they're making a profit off your loan.
Pure profit.
$2,000 to $3,000 sometimes. $2,000 to $3,000 a year. You really don't even have to be paying.
All right, and are you okay with paying that higher rate? Even though you work hard to pay your bills on time, you're the one out there working for that credit score? Of course you're not. That's where these guys come in. SlashMyPayments.com. It's really simple to do, which is great. It takes a couple minutes to do this. SlashMyPayments.com. Enter the promo code BLITZ at the top of the application, and you're on your way to saving money. Doesn't cost you anything. With approved credit, other exclusions and/or restrictions may apply. That's SlashMyPayments.com. Sports.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So I'm watching the TV in here, and I guess we're supposed to be scared of the great freeze of 2016.
Oh, boy.
We have a freeze warning for the northern areas. That includes you. You're north.
Yeah. I see it's a 30 in spring.
Wow.
I usually look for Tomball on those maps. That's like...
Yeah, it's closer to you.
Yeah, that's technically closer, but...
Okay, so you're going to be in the 30.
Oh, boy.
Look at Huntsville, 25.
Oof.
Yeah, it's going to be...
You get extra blankets when you're in prison.
Wow, actually, that line, the way they had that line, it's above Pasadena. That's kind of got me in the 30 range, too. I don't like that.
Couple notes, and yes. I guess this has come down relatively recently. Art Briles files a lawsuit against Baylor officials for libel and conspiracy. Now, he's not suing the school, per se. He's suing school regents and the vice president.
Okay.
Which I find interesting. He says that the libel and slander that accused them of, he's accusing them of falsely stating he knew of the reported assaults and alleged gang rapes by players and didn't report them. The lawsuit also asserts that Baylor officials conspired to keep him from getting another coaching job. I highly doubt that.
Yeah. Well, here's what I think is going to happen here.
Okay.
Just pure speculation. He's filing this in hopes of getting a settlement because neither he nor those guys want the real information to come out.
I want it out so bad.
I know you do. And that might be the best thing to come out of it. But I think he's just trying to...
It's a bold move.
It is?
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
Yeah. We'll have to see how it works out. And also, Tillman Fertitta has been quoted on Lane Kiffin. Would you like to hear what he had to say?
I'd love to.
He's one of the finalists. I interviewed him myself once and even had dinner with him in New York. He's a fine coach, one who is under consideration. He definitely has not been offered the job. He also said the inaccurate story that Kiffin already has the job will not hurt his candidacy.
Can we just go on record and say it's kind of weird that Tillman Fertitta's interviewing coaches?
I kind of get the sense that, I mean, you're going to put that much money into the place.
He's running the show.
Yeah.
I mean, good Lord. I understand he's a big-time booster, and they typically big-time boosters have a say, but he's interviewing him himself? Is Tillman Fertitta a football man, and I'm just totally unaware of it? That'd be like Mattress Mack running interviews for the University of Texas.
I'm sure he did at one point.
Very strange.
But he's chairman of the Board of Regents, so it's not like he's not supposed to be involved.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty big gig.
I guess so.
I'm sure that he's just kind of the spokesman because he's out there.
Because people care to listen to him.
Lamont says the Texans' only prayer would be if Miami sneaks in as a wild card, and even that might not help. Problem is, if Miami gets in as a wild card, they're going to be a 6 seed, and they're going to be playing the 3 seed, and the Texans would not be a 3 seed.
They'll probably play the AFC North winner.
I think if the Texans get in, which I don't think they do, I think they lose this week, and that's it for them.
I trust the Colts and the Titans much more right now than I trust the Texans.
I would say I trust the Colts a lot more, and I trust the Titans about as much, but the Titans are going to have the Texans at home, so therefore, yeah, I probably trust them a little bit more. The reality is, I think...
If they make it, they're playing the Chiefs or the Broncos.
Or Raiders. You're going to get one of those three.
I mean, good luck.
You're going to get, And I know they beat the Chiefs earlier this year. I still don't know how.
I don't either. But you remember the playoff game?
Yeah, I do remember.
Let's just take the average of those two scores. And
but realistically, I mean, this is the season for them. If they win this, then they're probably going to win the next two. And if you do that, that last game might not mean anything because the Titans still have to play Denver.
But they have to win this game.
But they have to win this game. If they lose this game, it's I don't want to say it's impossible, but It's very unlikely. Very unlikely. So, yeah, Brock Osweiler's right about that. So, El Jefe wants to know, does Browse listen to the Blitz? I'm sure you all said last week, if he's innocent, why hasn't he sued Baylor?
I did say that.
Yeah.
Well, he still hasn't sued the school.
Yeah.
He's suing individuals. But, hey, I mean, good for him. If it proves him innocent, then so be it. But my guess is what it's going to end up doing is probably breaking out the facts, which I hope it does.
And yeah, I'd like to know.
Because listen, if it's true that he did not know any of this stuff, then I'll come on here and I'll apologize. But from everything I've read, everything that I've heard, he knew,
and I've heard that from people in the program too.
Well, yeah.
So,
and here's the other thing: why is he just now doing this?
I think he's finding out that nobody wants to hire him, and
right.
So he's going to try to do anything he can to try to fix that. But reality is, man, just there's some people who should just go away. I really think he needs to just go away for a couple years. Just get the hell away from it. Because it's going to be a nightmare. Even if he were to win this, it'd be a nightmare for any school to hire this guy. Hey, let's play a game. We're going to assume the Texans actually win the division. I know it's a big assumption.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the teams that realistically they could face in the wild card, and you tell me what the point spread will be.
Oh, boy.
Texans okay. host the Oakland Raiders.
Now, do you have an actual number here?
I have a number in mind, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll go Raiders minus 7.5.
Ooh, see, I had that one at 5.5.
Okay.
Chiefs.
Say minus 7.
Okay. I have that 5.5 also. Broncos.
Six.
Ravens.
Four.
Steelers.
Six.
Dolphins.
Dolphins minus 3, maybe 2.5.
See, I think that would be a pick 'em.
Okay. If the Dolphins get in, they're going to be getting in on a hot streak is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, or they're going to get in because the West beats itself up down the stretch here, and the Ravens still play the Steelers. I don't think the Dolphins are getting in.
I don't either.
I think if you gave me the teams to lock in on right now as possible wild cards, it's going to be at least one team of the AFC West, maybe both. Right now it could very well be both. It's just they all play each other. So when you get that round robin thing going, you don't know how it's going to turn out.
You want to know the
but Raiders, Chiefs, Broncos, or Ravens, Steelers? Realistically,
you want to know the actual Vegas numbers?
Yeah, give them to me. See how far off we were.
Pittsburgh would be if the game would be here, of course.
Right.
Pittsburgh would be minus 4 here.
Okay.
The Raiders would be minus 2.5.
Okay.
Which, yes, please. The Chiefs would be minus 2.
Okay.
Ravens would be minus 1. Broncos would be minus 1. And who was the other one? Oh, the Dolphins.
Texans would be favored.
Nope, it'd be a pick 'em.
Okay. All right, so I got one right. That's
You're
what
right.
I said. That'd be a pick 'em. Vegas likes the Texans more than we do.
They do. Although they're liking them less and less every week. The Texans, Vegas has the Texans sandwiched in between now. They are 1 point worse on a neutral field than the Eagles. And
Vegas still loves the Eagles.
And 1.5 points better than the Jags on a neutral field.
Okay.
So the teams that the Texans are better than, according to Vegas, Jacksonville, Rams, Jets, Bears, Niners, Browns. That's it. Vegas ranks them 26th.
Well, you have the number 30 offense in the league. So,
and quarterback plays such a role. Yeah. I mean, in any number that comes out from Vegas, quarterback is a big deal. And I honestly don't know if you can get much worse at quarterback right now than the Texans are. So the numbers make sense.
I think the Jets are now worse. They're probably the only one.
Because
all those guys they've thrown out there have totally sucked. So Man, there's one game I'm looking at Sunday that I might just completely unload on. Falcons minus 5.5 at the Rams. Goff is hurt. Yeah, may or may not play.
That's an odd line to me.
And the Falcons have come back and just crushed after a loss, they've come back and been terrific.
And the Falcons need to win.
Yeah, and the Rams are one of those teams that we talk about among the worst. Am I wrong about that?
No, I don't think so.
I kind of think the Falcons are going to go out there and eat their soul.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Inside a touchdown? And you know where I can do that, right?
Where could you do that?
Mybookie.lv.
Nice.
And the great thing is, after I win, I'm going to get paid. I'm actually going to get to collect my cash. There's nothing more frustrating than that. And part of the gamble with some of these sites is you just put your money in there and you hope you get paid. And I've had all kinds of problems with other sites. That's why thousands of players are making the switch to MyBookie. MyBookie is my exclusive site now. It's an industry-leading website. Real Vegas odds, incredible player props, live in-game action with odds updated in real time, and most importantly, fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. Great customer service. And in addition to all the football, they've got a full race book for my race friends. Where you can get all the track odds and all the track bets. And if you haven't signed up yet, guess what? MyBookie will match 50% of your initial deposit all the way up to $3,000. If you want to put 100 in there, they're going to match 50% of that. You want to put 3,000 in there, they're going to match 50% of that. All you have to do, use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. Open your account and start winning. Time to ditch your bookie. You got to check out mybookie.lv. Sign up today.
Now we're stressed out.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. It's where we usually have Christopher Harris, but he's not here yet.
Uh-oh.
What'd you do to him?
I didn't do anything.
I think I got to put this on you. Oh, okay, here he is. Fantasy football expert. You can find his podcast, his rankings, everything on harrisfootball.com. He's got the War on Sound book that following him on Twitter, everybody loves. I'm going to get a copy of that, and then I'm going to review it and say great things about him, even if I don't like it. You can follow him on Twitter at Harris Football. What's up, Christopher? How you doing, man?
Well, that would be nice. I hope you like it. But yes, I would appreciate the lie.
I'm sure I will, because it sounds like it's right up my alley. But so sales going well, and everybody, I'm seeing a lot of just great response to it. So it's obviously doing pretty well.
I think so. It's a small little publisher, and I think they're happy. I don't think their books usually have bigger releases, and so it seemed like a bigger release for them. So that was cool.
Cool. That's good for you, man. Happy to see it. And I know that's something you love doing, and I saw somebody tweeted today they want a sequel, so that's always a good sign.
Oh my God, it's gonna kill me. I don't know. That's like a 500 page novel. I don't think I got another one of those for a while.
Yeah, my agent's trying to talk to me about doing a sequel to something that took me 20 years to write, man. It's like, really? I'm not gonna be able to crank that out in a year. Are you kidding me? But let's talk a little fantasy. Let's talk a little fantasy, because it's playoff time for a lot of us, for some of us anyway. How does your strategy change here? Because you're getting into situations where not a lot of players out there. Just what's kind of a general approach if you've made the playoffs and you're kind of on second, third running backs? What's your approach here? Is there do you still stream here a little bit if you can, or are you going to stick with the guys you got?
It's a good question. I don't know if there's a catch-all piece of advice that I can go, oh, no matter what, you do this, right? If you've been streaming quarterbacks and if you've been streaming defenses, if you're in a league that has a little enough depth among teams where that's the case, then I think you just keep doing that. I think by this point, a lot of folks who even were streaming have kind of happened upon a situation that they sort of like. You know, hey, I got Marcus Mariota and he's working out okay. And at that point, I don't love to bet into a winning streak at this time of the year, because in the end, let's face it, a lot of this stuff is just luck, right? A lot of this is, in any given week, a lot of different stuff can happen. What I personally can't deal with myself is just knowing that I left the guy who got me here or the guy that I think is good on the bench. So do I think Tom Brady's matchup against Baltimore on Monday night is great? I mean, I don't, but I also, if I played, I don't know, Ryan Tannehill over him, because I was like, oh, he's really going to take advantage of that Arizona defense, and then Brady threw for 11 touchdowns, I would not be able to sleep all winter.
When you've got some teams that don't have a lot to play for now, and yeah, do you factor that in? If you're going to start a guy, it's like, well, you know, not that you have any Jets you'd want to use, but the Jets clearly aren't trying. You've got some teams that just clearly aren't trying. Is that something you take into account?
Luckily, we don't have to worry about that with the Jets because they also made a quarterback change, and just, I don't want any part of Bryce Petty. So, like, Brandon Marshall is normally my number 13 wide receiver, and this week he's number 30, and that's not about effort, that's about Bryce Petty. I don't know. I mean, I tend to think, it's easy for me to say, it looked like they weren't trying. I think when guys play in the NFL and don't try, they get killed because it's just very, very fast and dangerous out there, especially the skill guys. Maybe a lineman can get away with it, but for me, I usually don't factor it in too much. Great example would maybe be like the Carolina-San Diego game this week, right? I agree. There's probably a little more variance in the potential results there than you'd like if you're thinking about it just from a Vegas perspective, just a gambling perspective. Like, you could have a bunch of different outcomes where the Panthers are sort of soft and they just sort of don't show up, or the Panthers decide, let's not be soft, let's redeem ourselves in front of our fans after an insane bad effort against Seattle. I agree that there's probably more variance, but I'm not sure I agree that the average effort will be like way worse for teams that are out of it. I think maybe I'm just not smart enough to see it, to see which teams, but I think I just tend to play the guys that I would play.
I don't usually do this, and I have my own rankings. I want you to tell me. I won't even tell you who I like right now. I'll just ask you. I've got three quarterbacks, and I've got to play one this week: Matt Ryan, Derek Carr, Jameis Winston. And I picked Jameis Winston up almost thinking I would throw him in because he's playing the Saints. But like you said, I don't want to turn away from what's gotten me to the playoffs. What do you think of those?
It's funny because Winston is one of the players I got asked most about this week because I didn't rank him as a top 10 guy. And of course, that's the instant he throws for 700 touchdowns when I when I don't rank him as a top 10 guy. My assessment of the Saints defense is just, it's not as bad as we think in our heads. I'm not trying to palm it off as great, but I mean, think about how everyone was 100% convinced that Lions Saints last week was a shootout. Stafford produced okay numbers thanks to a sort of a little bit fluky throw to Golden Tate, but it certainly was no shootout. It went way under the total. The Saints had the ball for 23 minutes, maybe 20 minutes until the final few minutes that were totally meaningless. Like, the Saints aren't quite the run-and-gun machine offensively and not quite the death to football defense in my mind. And so I don't know that I think Jameis just has this, he's playing against like William and Mary. I think it's a little harder of a matchup than maybe we thought it would be a couple months ago. For me, I'm just going to play Ryan because that's, as long as Julio Jones is active, I guess it's a late game, so you need to make sure. But, if I've got the sense that Julio's going to play, I think I just dance with who got me there. Ryan's played, really, really well. That's all you can say is he's played well. In the end, the goal line touchdowns, last year they were all Devontae Freeman. This year, for a lot of the year, it was Ryan, and these past couple weeks it's been the running backs, and that's why his fantasy numbers have turned down. But he definitely has played well. And now that I've said that, definitely play Winston.
I got to ask you this, and I'm in this case in a lot of leagues. If you've got a guy like, and I'm just, this is stupid because you probably don't get asked about kickers very often, but if you've got, say, a Steven Hauschka or a Cairo Santos or Janikowski, someone who's probably going to be playing in bad weather this weekend, do you just drop them and look for someone else who's going to be playing on a little bit of a firmer field?
I don't mind it because in the end, I don't care if I lose the kicker
that
I was on all year. It doesn't matter to me because in the end, you talk about random. I mean, kickers are about 80% random, right? You could, your team can score 42 points and just be dominant offensively, and your fantasy kicker can score 6.
Except Justin Tucker. I'll trade Ryan Matthews for Justin Tucker.
Exactly. Well, so like in the end, I don't mind it. I don't know that I necessarily can draw a correlation that every time there's been bad weather, a kicker's been bad. I think AJ, like I... I don't even rank kickers.
I'm just saying for purposes of not that a kicker is going to be better in the snow or not, but coaches seem less apt to kick field goals when it's snowing or windy, whatever. The weather's really bad.
True, but by the same token, a lot of times we're sold cataclysmic weather conditions for an hour before kickoff, and then you go out and it's like, oh, yeah, it wasn't that bad. You know,
that's true.
Sometimes it is bad, but sometimes it, I don't know. But if you want to remove a risk factor, cut a kicker. It does remove a risk factor, and it doesn't bother me because I think the kickers. You're right. Don't cut Justin Tucker. Maybe don't cut Dan Bailey, but everybody else is fair game.
In one of my big money leagues I'm in, I've got the Seattle defense. A little worried about the matchup this week. A little worried about Earl Thomas being out. Is that something where I should consider a 1 week stream with, you know, not necessarily a very good defense, but against there's some teams that are playing bad teams and bad offenses. Is that something I should think about or stick with Seattle?
The one that I could see might be the Bengals if they're out there because they get the RG3 experience. And of course, the moment I say that, RG3 will throw for 11 touchdowns. But I feel pretty good about the Bengal defense there. I have to say, I wasn't able to come up with a lot of other streaming defenses, potential streamers, owned in not very many leagues, that I liked at all. I'm like, do I really want to play the Colts? I know it's the Texans, and I know Osweiler's not been good, and the game plan's really conservative. I don't know. I mean, the Colts played the Texans earlier in the year. I don't think that defense did much. Like, I think I would, in that case, probably play Seattle. For me, there wasn't sort of an obvious... Anybody playing the obviously bad offenses felt like defenses that were fairly well-owned. Like if you told me Paxton Lynch was definitely starting for the Broncos, could I see using the Titans? I could. I think in the end I would kick myself though. If you know, I mean, Seattle's got without Earl. I mean, you know, Earl Thomas being out hurts. Michael Bennett being back helps. Like they've got a pretty good record of not giving up 30 points to Aaron Rodgers. And I don't know. My guess is that continues this week.
Unless you have Andrew Luck number one in your quarterback rankings, is this a matter of, well, the Texans are pretty beat up and they're at home and they're going to crush him? Or is it a matter of the guy starting to come around here at the end of the season and the Colts offense is playing better?
Yeah, and it's also like a bunch of other quarterbacks at the very top where I'm like, ooh, I don't want that guy to be number one. Ooh, I don't want that guy to be number one. Ooh, you know, like you just said it, Aaron Rodgers is two for me and he's against Seattle and he's had bad games against Seattle. That was scary to me. I mean, Brady is always a candidate for one. I have him at seven because the Ravens seem to have his number. They have a system. DMPs runs a system that he knows works against Brady. Ryan, without, you know, potentially with a limited Julio, it was hard for me to come up with a one. It wasn't that hard for me to populate the top seven or eight. But, like, who's the one you want to sort of stick behind? All right, I'll take the healthy guy at home in a dome going against. I think the Texans defense is fine. But even when they've been fine in the past, Luck has found a way to do some pretty good business against them. At some point, it's nominal, obviously, because if you have Andrew Luck, you're playing him whether he's one, two, or three. Right. But he was kind of the only one where I couldn't find the risk factor that scared the bejesus out of me.
All right, that's Christopher Harris, fantasy football expert. Everything on harrisfootball.com. A lot of you guys were asking, should I start this guy or that guy? So I just tweeted out a link to his rankings. That answers it for you. And great stuff as always. Follow him on Twitter at Harris Football, by the way. Christopher, appreciate the time, man, and good luck with your playoffs.
Yeah, I've got a game starting tonight. I have an 11-1 team going against a 6-6 team. And the 6-6 team has David Johnson and Latavius Murray. And this is a 16-team league. Oh. Come on, dude. How'd you go 6-6? What's going on here?
Good luck.
Yeah, you don't want to lose to him.
Luckily, that guy's got Colin Kaepernick.
He's got good quarterbacks, too. He doesn't have receivers. Hopefully, I make it up on the receivers.
All right. Well, good luck, man. And we will talk to you again soon, my friend.
Thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
All right. You know, we should send him a gift. I got a great idea. How about Omaha Steaks? If you're looking for the perfect gift...
He's a vegetarian.
No, he's not.
No, I don't know.
the guy lived in Austin. There's no way you're a vegetarian. You're in Texas, man. You eat.
Dude, there's a ton of vegetarians in Austin. A bunch of those armpit hair chicks. Those chicks don't like
Does
me.
Does he sound like an armpit hair chick to you?
I don't know. What do I know?
All right, guys. No, if you're looking for a great gift for somebody who likes meat, well, Omaha Steaks has you covered. This is very cool because you can get it shipped right to your door. And we've got such a great, great offer for everybody. And if you don't know what to get somebody and you know they like meat, hey, this is the way to do it. Omaha Steaks for only $49.99. you can get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code FRED in the search bar. You're going to get 77% off. And we use this package for a party and had tons left. You can do that, or you can spread this out over weeks and feed everybody for a long time, because right now they're going to give an exclusive savings just to the Blitzers. Here's everything that you're getting for less than $50. It's a hell of a deal. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages. I'm way over $50 right now, and I'm not even anywhere near done. Four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steak seasoning packet. Plus, you're going to get, just because they want to sweeten the deal for you, four additional kielbasa sausages free. That's all for under $50. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar, add the family gift pack to your card, and get a 77% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Come celebrate the Big Texas Party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Tuesday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all you can eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com for a limited time only. You get $75 off, so get your tickets early. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. This is going to be the party of the week, and you want to be there. I'm telling you, the tickets are extremely reasonable for the fact that you're going to get all you can eat and drink and refreshing beer and succulent barbecue and smooth bourbon. Or is it succulent bourbon and smooth barbecue? Either way. For that $75 off right now, and it makes a great Christmas gift. So just go to the webpage, man. Get your tickets. Get ready. In fact, here's what I'll do. If you guys buy tickets and come to this party, I'm going to break out like the coolest outfit ever. Something totally off the wall. Really? Not quite Calvin Murphy or Don Cherry kind of stuff, but I'm gonna break out something different.
What are you gonna wear to that thing, John? You gonna go a full suit?
Yeah, simple suit and tie.
But it's also kind of a Texas party, right? So I'm gonna be true. Bringing cowboy boots to this party. Mm. Cowboy boots. And
do you
then,
have cowboy boots, John?
No, I don't.
Doesn't have to wear cowboy boots. You can dress however you want. But, I mean, we kind of have it set up where you can be dressed up or you can also be kind of casual. It's going to be a cool party. Can't wait. But if get enough Blitzers to sign up, I will trot out something bizarre and different. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Man, I had so many contenders today for Gem of the Day.
Some good stuff.
Yeah, we had the mom who wanted the Santa Claus fired for fat shaming her son. We hadn't got to that yet.
Yeah.
The dude's doing the mannequin challenge of a gun shoot and then got arrested for possession of drugs. That was a good one. I have a giant venomous spider that snuck in on a family and ate a lizard, which I'm never a fan of. And I also had roommates who were using the other person's toothbrush to rub on their genitals.
Ooh.
But I decided to go with this from Florida, because Florida's been kind of lame lately. So I thought maybe they were turning things around, but this is a really good Florida story. Martin County Sheriff says that a young lady named Jamie Lee Schmoody was arrested November 24th after crashing her car. When they got to the accident, she had no shirt on. Her unbuttoned jeans were lowered to her thighs. She's by herself, so she's doing the male equivalent of punching the clown, I'm guessing.
All right. It happens.
Yeah, it's cool.
Who are we to judge?
The vehicle smelled of booze. She slurred her words, mumbling incoherent sentences. So, of course, they took her down to the station, but first had to take her to the hospital. And she woke up several times and belched loudly, which emitted the very strong odor of alcohol, according to the report. Schmoody asked where she was. The deputy said she was at a hospital because of a car accident, and she said she was always getting into trouble. She also told the deputy, "You're the sexiest thing I've seen. I'm going to engage in a highly sexual act with you." Started biting her lower lip, moaning, staring at the deputy while self-pleasuring. This act took place at least three times, according to the affidavit. Eventually, she sobered up and went to Facebook, where she used a Snapchat filter to talk about her Thanksgiving debacle. She says, "Those that know me know it was one of the worst days of my life."
You think?
Yeah. She also has a special message for those of us who are laughing at her, including us. Bleep everyone else, she said.
All right. Bleep them all.
Yeah. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Tell you one more time about Pajamagram. I'll try and do it without hiccuping this time. Pajamagram.com. If you're looking for something for a lady in your life, doesn't have to just be your lady. It could be any lady. It could be your mom. Moms like pajamas. Your daughters like pajamas. The super warm, world-famous hoodie footy is a great start there for Pajamagram. Let's face it, guys. It's hard to get your lady hot when she's freezing cold. And Pajamagram has the hoodie footy, the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. And head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all the styles at Pajamagram.com, including this year's exclusive mink chocolate hoodie footy. Each hoodie footy has a drawstring hood and a full zip front. And imagine, you want to make it a little sexier, you can go with the Sweet and Sexy gift set. You unwrap that hoodie footy, boom, the sexy midnight fantasy is underneath. Both of those are included in that Sweet and Sexy gift set, and if you buy them today at Pajamagram.com, you save $60. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery, guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
To ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame you, Don.